DeSantis, Google, YouTube trying to serve as a council of censors, enforcers of the narrative. By Jeff Poor on April 14, 2021. Wednesday on FNC's Fox and Friends, Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, slammed YouTube, the online video platform owned by Google, for declining to allow a roundtable hosted by the governor that called into question vaccines, masking and distancing protocols put into place by medical authorities. DeSantis said based on those actions that Google was not dedicated to the scientific method on these matters. Look, when you have the ability to debate people, and you can marshal facts against certain viewpoints, you do that. When you don't have that, then that's when you try to fall back on censorship. And so, these are doctors and scientists who have been against the narrative, really, for the past year. And, you know, they've been right against lockdowns. They've been right about kids needing to be in school. Obviously, Florida followed a lot of their advice, and we've had much more success. And so, if what they're saying is not true based on science, then just show the science that contradicts it. But Google YouTube couldn't do that. What Google YouTube is trying to do is serve as a council of censors where they're enforcers of the narrative. And so, the narrative is lockdown. The narrative is mask a two-year-old kid. The narrative is all these different things we've kept hearing. And when people counteract that, their instinct is to pull it down. Very troubling, because that's not what science is about. Science is always about asking questions, always about raising concerns and trying to get to the right answer. And it's clear that YouTube and Google are not dedicated to the scientific method. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.